But wait, there's more. Politics, of course. We've got Michael Fauntroy and Mark Sawyer. Michael is a professor of public policy at George Mason University. He also wrote the book Republicans and the Black Vote. And Mark is a political science professor at the University of California, Los Angeles. He also directs the Center for the Study of Race, Ethnicity, and Politics. Welcome, gentlemen.
Thank you.
Hi, Fry.
So, Mike, the GOP is holding events in 21 states. 8 of those states are winner-take-all. So who's going to benefit from those winner-take-all contests?
Well, you know, something very curious about the winner-take-all states. Some of them became winner-take-all at the lobbying of the Giuliani campaign. And they had the strategy in place that if New York and New Jersey and Connecticut and such went winner-take-all, then they'd be able to lock up the nomination pretty quickly. Instead, it's worked in the exact opposite, and now he's out. And so McCain is now poised to really capitalize on what's going on. You know, there of the top 11 states, he has leads in 10 of the 11, 6 of which are double-digit leads, and many of those are winner-take-all. And with some rough math, it's quite likely that he'll get about 700 or so delegates of the 1,089 delegates that are up for grabs on Tuesday. So he's really well poised to put this really out of reach.
Now, Mark, when you think about, we talked a little bit with Ron Elving about Huckabee's place in the Republican race. When you think about John Edwards having left the Democratic race, who's that going to benefit tomorrow, you think?
It's unclear. Edwards voters have seemingly split in lots of different directions, as well as the Democratic electorate right now just seems to be extraordinarily fluid as people get introduced to Barack Obama, who didn't previously see him before. Independents in a number of these states are able to vote in the Democratic primary, shut out of the Republican primary. And Hillary Clinton had a bad week. She couldn't win a news cycle last week all the way through.
Well, let's move to one specific area. The race has gotten really tight in California, one of those big get states. And Senator Barack Obama received a lot of key endorsements this weekend. Here is one from Maria Shriver.
This is also a moment for California. And the more I thought about it, I thought, you know, if Barack Obama was a state, he'd be California.
Alrighty. Shriver is a journalist, a member of the Kennedy family, and the wife of California Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger. Schwarzenegger endorsed Senator John McCain. So how's that for some dinner conversation? When you think about these high power endorsements, Michael, you know, you've got obviously one family offering two completely different cuts. The Kennedy family in and of itself has rolled on with many controversies over who's endorsing who. But these high profile last minute endorsements, do they make a difference?
Historically, they don't, but I would tell you that this election may be a little different. There are so many people, including families, as you mentioned, the Kennedys and there are a number of others, prominent and otherwise, that are really split on this. And if the elections are going to be so close, a handful of votes one way or another could make the difference in a particular district, which is significant for the Democrats because their delegates are apportioned in terms of who wins a particular congressional district. And if you string together enough of those votes, then it could make the difference in the state. In California, you know, the average of all the polls that have come out over the weekend has Senator Clinton up by about 1 point, but that's negligible and within the margin of error. So anything could happen.
Mark, you're directing the Center for the Study of Race, Ethnicity, and Politics at UCLA. When you look at some of the ways that, for example, I was driving in my car the other day, flipping through the radio stations, and I heard this PAC, Political Action Committee, that had targeted an ad for Barack Obama specifically to young Latinos who didn't vote. It was like a very specific micro ad with a certain kind of language, a certain kind of flavor, a certain kind of music in the background. How are these issues of race and ethnicity playing out in this final push to Super Tuesday?
Oh, well, it's really interesting. I mean, first of all, a lot of people think that there's sort of straight and crass racial voting, and particularly on the part of Latinos. And I really disagree with that. I mean, I think Latinos had a really good name recognition with Clinton, especially older Latinos. But as you see, younger Latinos seem to be energized by the Barack Obama campaign and his appeal to young voters. He had the Yes We Can YouTube video, which I think rose up into the top 10 of YouTube videos this weekend. He's had a reggaeton song. And his message of kind of empowerment seems to be targeted. Everyone's trying to find both to sort of motivate the niche group of their voters, and trying to get out the sort of specific ones. But, you know, it seems to be some of the nasty racial campaigning or the references to that Latinos won't vote for blacks, which they clearly have in the past, et cetera, seems to be waning a little bit and somewhat to Clinton's disadvantage.
Michael, when you look at the vote, how much is, you know, there's so many different ways that things break. Gender, race, political affiliation, social conservatism. What trends should we be looking for as we analyze the votes that are going to come in tomorrow?
Well, I think one of the things you want to look for on the Democratic side is what happens with those Edwards voters. You know, many of them are part populist, part experienced traditionalists, and I think that's one of the things that we're going to look very closely for tomorrow. I think another point is, you know, in California, for example, you have a lot of people who have engaged in early voting. And some of those people may have voted before the Obama train really took off in South Carolina. And I'll be curious to see how the early voters break. And so those are the two things I think are most significant from my perspective, in addition to the wider range of subgroups that you just mentioned.
All right, gentlemen, thanks so much.
You're very
welcome.
Thank
you.
Michael Fauntroy is a professor of public policy at George Mason University. He spoke with us from our NPR headquarters in Washington, D.C. And Mark Sawyer is the director of the Center for the Study of Race, Ethnicity, and Politics at UCLA. He spoke with us from the studios at UC Berkeley School of Journalism.